Chapter 9, The Time of My Life. Mrs. took me into the hall. She wiped my face with a tissue, and we talked about my graduation gown. Mrs. said I would look darling in that dotty thing, because purple is her favorite color, plus grape juice is her favorite kind of drink. I kept on crying, because I didn't actually buy it. That's why. Pretty soon, Mom and Dad came hurrying. Mother and Daddy came hurrying to room 9. They brought Grandpa Miller with them. Their eyes popped out at my spotty dotty gown. I'm sorry, please don't yell at me, I said, because I'm already crying. See? Plus wearing this dumb clown gown will be punishment enough. Mother and Daddy didn't yell. They said we would talk about this problem later. After that, Mother helped me put on my cap and gown, and she hugged me very nice. Then Daddy grinned and he said I look cute in dots. She does look cute, said Grandpa Miller. And not only that, but when she goes on the stage, she'll be easy to spot. He wrinkled at me. I did a giggle, 'cause that man is a silly joker. That's why. Finally, Mrs. Patty, are you feeling better now, Junie B? She asked. Are you ready to go back inside and be with your friends? I shrugged, kind of worried. Sure, she is. Of course she is, said my grandpa. My goodness, this is Junie B. Jones. After that, he stood me up straight and tall, and he faced me to my classroom, and then I breathed in a big breath and me and Mrs. Then my mouth came all the way open, 'cause they had dots on their clothes, just like mine. That gray skipped all around. It was Jim's idea, Junie B, she said. Jim said that if all of us have spots too, then you will see better. And so Polly, Ellen, Puffer found the colored markers, and we colored our caps and gowns just like yours. Grace looked at Mrs. Sia's teacher. Aren't we beautiful? I colored red spots, and Jim colored blue spots, and Polly, Ellen, Puffer colored green spots, she said. Just then, Willem raised his hand. And I'm coloring orange spots, he said, kind of soft. And I'm coloring lavender spots, said Charlotte. And I'm coloring pink spots, said my bestest friend, Lucelle, 'cause pink brings out the natural brush. Blush of my cheeks, Mrs. Smile. Her smile kept on getting bigger. Well, Junie B. Jones she said finally, what do you think about all of this? My face being very joyful. I think I love these people. That's what I think, I hollered. Then Jim said, grass. And Polly, Ellen, Puffer said, grass too. After that, all of room 9 laughed, and at this time, even me. Graduation finally got started. The room 8 teacher walked up the steps of the stage. She said hello to all the people. Then Mrs. walked up the steps of the stage too. She was still smiling. Families and friends, I've been a teacher for a very long time, she said. But in all of my years of teaching, these are some of the most colorful graduates I've ever seen. Mrs. held out her arms. Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to present the graduates of room 9. auditorium. The audience chuckled at us, very happy. Room 9 chuckled back at them. After that, all of us sat in special chairs, and both of the teachers talked and talked some more, and then it finally happened. Mrs. started to call our names, and one by one we walked up on the stage, and we got our diplomas. And good news, Polly Ellen Puffer did not bow really, real silly. And Lenny did not step on people's heels. And shy Willem did not run away. It was the time of our life. I tell you, I felt a billion feet tall up there. When Mrs. gave me my diploma, she shook my hand real nice. "I'm going to miss you, Junie B. Jones," she said. "You are truly one of a kind." "Thank you, Mrs.," I said. "You are truly one of a kind, too." After that, my grandpa Frank Miller did a loud whistle, and mother and daddy clapped very proud. And here is the happiest news of all. When graduation was over, room 9 did not even have to say goodbye to each other, because all of us are coming back to the same school for first grade, so we can play at recess, just like Mother said. And guess what else? I can't wait to see those guys again, because we will be friends forever and forever and always and always. And I mean it.